Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord my God, I thank you and I praise your holy name, for it is great. I thank you, O Lord my God, and I praise your holy name, because your name is great. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Just pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy and bring me out of every trouble and distress. In the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy and bring me out of every trouble and distress. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 6. Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 6, from the easy-to-read version, ERV, I read. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, the one who was killed on the cross. But he is not here. He has risen from death as he said he would. Come and see the place where his body was." Full stop. Praise God. If truly we are Christians, if truly we are disciples and followers of Jesus Christ, if we are children of God, persons who have encountered the resurrection power, then we should not let those who are looking for us or those who are looking at us find us where the devil buried us. Unbelievers are watching. Fellow believers are looking. We must not be found in the graveyard, still dead in trespasses and sins. We should be joyfully living the new life which is created to be like God, in true righteousness and holiness, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. Every one of us as Christians should live according to our profession of faith. Remember what the angel said. He said Jesus had risen as he said he would. So we also should live as the Christians that we say we are, as the children of God that we say we are. And this new life does not practice falsehood or habitual lying. This new life does not get angry and remain so all day. The new life is devoid of covetousness, greed, and mammon worship. The new life is a contented life that is devoted to the fear of God and total love for the Most High. It is the life of heaven being lived here on earth, a fruit-bearing life that brings glory to God and amazement to people of the world. It is a life of faith, a victorious, sin-overcoming life, a life of moderation and modesty, a life that is lived in a consistent walk with God, a life that angels admire and applaud. It is the life of every friend of God on this earth. Let us pray. Almighty God, this is the reason Jesus suffered, bled, and died. This is the reason why you give your Holy Spirit to those who believe. Lord, and this is our decision, this is our determination as your children to live this standout, this outstanding, this exemplary life of grace. Please help us, Lord. May we not disappoint you. May we not displease you. May we please you well. May the world know that truly we are children of God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.